Good evening and welcome back to our Tuesday night prayer with Miracle Life under the leadership of Mims Church of God, where the pastors are Dr. and Dr. Johnson. We thank you for the support. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Eternal Father, God, tonight, we just want to start off by just saying thank you, Father. Thank you for what you've already done, God. God, for the things that you have just done that people just take for granted, God. God, we thank you that we still have the ability to breathe air into our lungs, God. We thank you that we have the ability to still see, God, that ability to hear and know you, God. God, to be in our right mind, God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for activities of our limbs, God. We thank you that you knew how to activate the cortisone in our bodies to tell us to wake up and move, God. We thank you because it was you, God. Because, God, just there is no one else that can do it, God. God, we thank you, God, tonight, God, that you have moved like never before in our families in this time, God. God, we thank you right now. God, some of us may not see the very manifestation of God, but, God, we're going to take the time out tonight and thank you, God, that you have brought families back together, God. That you have brought marriages back together. That you have brought churches back together, God. God, all the division and the separating and all the things that the adversary has been doing, God. God, we thank you for understanding how to keep our mind focused on you. That you would be able to be the keeper of us, God. God, we thank you for being our keeper. God, we thank you that you have kept us all these times, God. And God, we thank you for the continual way that you keep us when we don't even know that we need to be kept, God. God, we thank you tonight, God. God, that you're doing what you said you're going to do, God. And God, you said that you would make sure that everything that we need that we will have, God. God, that all of our needs will be supplied according to your riches and glory, God. And God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for the leadership that you bestowed upon us at Mims Church of God, God. God, even though the enemy tried to twist it and turn it and put his hands in it, but we thank God that you were the one that knew what would happen, God. God, that you would take that church that was on the corner and begin to change that community. God, we thank you for God that you sent a man that had a vision that was after your heart to hear and know how to move in God. Well, not about big popularity, but about being effective. God, we thank you for leadership. God, we thank you for the woman of God knowing how to lead women, God, knowing how to move prophetically like she does, God. We thank you, God, that you let the gifts and the anointing that you place in that house to cover us, God. God, as they cover us, God, can we want to lift them up in prayer, God. God, strengthen them, God. He said it, he answered. God, strengthen them on every side, God. God, lift them up, God. God, keep them moving forward as you have designed for them to do in this day and hour, God. God, because they're not just moving in the glory of yesterday, God, but God, they move in the glory of today, God, and they set us so that we move forward even in the future, God. God, because of their humbleness, God, we thank you, God, that we have people that's about the Holy Spirit being moved and the Holy Spirit being in charge of things, God. Not about how they want to move, not how they want to operate, but about how the Holy Ghost is going to move tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God, for making the ways out of no way, God. God, we thank you tonight that, God, that you begin to open doors like you said you would, that we would not even understand how it was done. But God, we thank you for the open door, God. God, and the ones who are not at the open door, God. God, we thank you for letting us to the way of the doorway to know that God is getting ready to do something, God. God, we thank you tonight, God, for everything that you're doing and how you're moving in our lives tonight, God. God, we thank you tonight, God, that you are just being God all by yourself tonight, God. God, we thank you, God. It's sometimes we don't know what to say in situations going on, but sometimes all we can just say, thank you, Lord, because in that thank you, Lord, you're recognizing and remembering that he has done exceedingly abundantly above whatever we can ask. We just want to say thank you, Lord, because if it was not for you, God, I don't know where we would be, God. We want to say thank you, Lord, tonight, because we know that God is making a way out of nowhere, God. We want to say thank you, Lord, because he's healing bodies tonight, God. We want to say thank you, Lord, because he's being the bridge over troubled water, God. We want to say thank you, Lord, for being a lily in the valley, God. God, we want to say thank you, God, because it's you that's doing the things you're doing, God. God, we want to say thank you, Lord, that minds are regulated and people are getting back into a line what they need to do for God. We want to say thank you, Lord, tonight, because you are just a God that can pull us through. There is no one like you, God. You cannot praise and thank Buddha, because Buddha cannot save your life. You cannot thank Confucius, because Confucius does not know the way, God. God, you cannot thank any of these things. You can't even thank Elijah, the Muhammad of the Muslim belief. You can't thank them, but God, we gotta thank you, because you are the creator. You are the one that created this universe. You are the one that set everything into motion by the very, very voice of you as you speak, God. God, we thank you tonight, because we're moving in this place tonight, because God has really moved on our lives, God. God, we thank you, God, that you reveal all the revelations we need through your word, God. God, we thank you for the word that you give to us on a daily basis, God. God, we thank you for your mercies being new every morning, God. God, we thank you for knowing how to move in the glory of today, God. God, we thank you, God, that you have covered us when we didn't understand it, that we need the covering, God. Thank you, God, that you have been that God like no other God, that because all other gods that we look at are dead and gone, and they have to have relics, but I serve a true and living God that can speak life into any situation that I am, that when it looks like it's dead and gone, and God says live, God. We thank you, God, for speaking the word live, God. We thank you for, God, for giving us the power through our tongue to be able to speak death to things and speak life, God. We thank you, God, tonight, God. As we're in this place tonight, God, we pray to God that you continue to do what you said you're going to do, God. God, that the things that we said and that we knew that was declared and decreed, God. And God, we stand on your word that we will see the very manifestation of your word, God. Because we believe every time you send your word, it's sent out and it's accomplished, God. It's just not words that's going into the atmosphere and going nowhere, but it goes right to where it needs to and accomplished, God. Because God, you're sending your word, I send the word, and they will be healed, God. God, in this moment, God, send your word and let people be healed, God. God, restore right now, God. God, we speak miracles right now, God. God, we stand on your word, because we said to God that you would do a miracle, God, and we stand on this word that Kimberly is still going to get up. Kimberly is still going to have a mind to know how to praise you. Kimberly going to be able to walk again, God. She's going to be in good standing with you, God. We declare the miracle to happen, God. God, and any everybody who ever in those situations, people that are dealing with complications of diabetes, God. God, we declare healing over your body, God. God, we declare miracles on some of you that your eyesight be restored, God. God, we declare and decree that they said they might need to give your kidney, but God, with your hand and your touch, God, that the kidneys begin to function like they need to once again, God, that they will align with you, God. God, we thank you, God, that you're still in a place that we understand it, that God are still heals, God still delivers, God still makes whole, God. And God, we thank you tonight, God. God, we thank you for what you're doing, God, for the bridge that you're making. God, when they said there was no way to connect, but God, you built the bridge as the water was troubling, God. You built the bridge over all that troubled water and got us to the destiny where we needed to, God. God, we thank you, God, that you strengthen us, that we don't have to stay in the valleys no more, God. That we can move up and go up and go further, go into fertile land, God. That we can go into the mountains, God, and see what you say, see, God. Ah, my God. God, we thank you tonight. God, I just hear this, God. We thank you for a right mind, God. The enemy wants to come after your mind, and we thank God that he's a mind regulator. I feel this one right. That God is going to begin to regulate minds, because our adversary has to bend out of our minds so much that he say if he can get it in our minds that he got us. As because he knows the word of mind, so if a man thinketh, so is he. If I can get in your mind as the adversary wants to do, he think he got you. But we got a God that knows how to come in and begin to regulate your mind, begin to counsel the assignment of your adversary, your enemy, that Satan will not have power over you or your mind, your thoughts, God. That we will let the mind that was in Christ Jesus be in us, God. God, let the mind of Christ begin to move in us. God, we thank you. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you. God, we thank you, God. Because there's no one else to do it, God. God, we thank you right now for letting us get back to a place where we understand it, that we must turn from wicked ways, God. We thank you tonight that we understand it and that you are only the only way that we can get through anything, God. God, we thank you that you're the author and finishing of our faith, because if we were the author, we don't know where we would be. But God, you know what kind of faith. You know what needs to do to increase our faith through situations in life. And God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you, God. We just want to be in the place of being grateful for what you're doing tonight, God. We want to be grateful that, God, you are still sitting on the throne, God. We just want to be grateful that, God, you're still moving in our lives, God. We want to be grateful for everything you do, because, God, you're beginning to move in parts of finances that we thought we would never have. We thought we would just be in a place where we would just have meat in or just overlap, but God says, I'm getting ready to take you to an abundance of overflow, God, that you will begin to do things in the kingdom that you thought you would never be able to do. But God, we thank you, God. God, as we thank you for the increases in our finances, God, we thank you for stewardship, God, to know how to handle this, to make sure that we take care of and know how to appreciate and thank God for the blessings that, God, you bestowed upon us. And God, we thank you. God, we know it's done tonight. And we praise you, God. And God, we praise you because you made the way. God, we praise you because you are just God all by yourself. God, we praise you because no one is worthy of our praise but you, God. We praise you, God. We praise you. And God, we thank you. God, we stand on this word as we get ready to go into a word that, God, you would do what you said. And we thank you, God. I feel this, God. We thank you, God, for angelic protection. Every time the enemy wanted to try to come and destroy us, try to take us out. But God, you send your angelic protection. God, you have the head of protection all around us that nothing would harm us. God, even those things, man, that came after our things, but God, it wouldn't touch us, God. We thank you, God. And God, we give you all the honor. God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen and amen, amen, amen. As we're going to go into the quick nugget, and then we're going right back into prayer. Tonight, I don't know why he got me back in songs for a reason. And use songs for, you know, younger saints to help them get a foundation. But he's reminding me this. to tell you something tonight. God's reminding us that we need to be in the place of understanding that God is still your provider and protector. We have gotten to a place in this thing, before I read the scripture, I want you to understand, we have gotten to a place where we are seeing things happen and we're not knowing that God is still our protector. God is still our provider. He's still that Jehovah Jireh. He will provide for us if we would take the time and just really understanding what God is still doing in our lives. We got into a place where we had been dependent upon so many other things that we forget about that God is still the provider. So we must go into the word of the Lord tonight. And we're going to come from Psalms 37, and it's just one scripture, and the Lord will have his way, and we go back into prayer. And the word of the Lord for tonight is telling us from the 25th verse of the 37th song is, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. So the Lord is just want to remind us tonight that we was in the part of the first part of the first prayer was about thank you for what you've done. He was reminded us that he has lived a life long enough, this is David speaking, that he has lived a life long enough to recognize that he know that God will always provide. If we think about the children of Israel as they were going through the wilderness, making their way unto the promised land was Canaan, and they understood that God will provide for them. God provided for them when they were in a place where they had some venomous snakes beginning to try to kill them out. God provided a way if they would just look up. I need y'all to catch that one. If you would just look up, that you would be healed from whatever the venomous was trying to destroy your body. There were other times while in the wilderness that he began to guide them so many ways that if you depended upon what men would say, they would know where to go. But here's another one that most of us understand, that God was a provider, that he provided manna. He provided a way that you would have food, you would have substance every day. God, and he knew that you couldn't move on the Sabbath, so on the previous day, he would make sure he gave you a double portion. I need y'all to catch that. He gave a double portion that he know that you would still understand how to reverence and observe the Sabbath when it needed to be, and understanding that God still needs you to observe what he's doing and still worship him and set time aside and not do nothing else, God. We just want to understand that God is still the provider. I just want you to understand, if I think about Abraham at the time when he understood that he was following the every words of God to do what God says to do, he had to step out on faith and know that God will protect and provide. If God, you're telling me to take this child that you promised me and sacrifice him, I know that God, you will provide some kind of way. But God, if you don't provide, that you know you'll protect him, that God will make sure that he will stay alive, because he is the promise that you gave unto me. God will be the person to know how to still provide. The scripture reminds us, I've been young and I've been old, and I've never seen the righteous. The people that understand the very character of God. When I say the very character of God, that means the characteristics, that the way you acted, that you want to be known by your character, that is lined up with the right things of living the righteous way. So if you understand the righteous, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. So if we take the time to understand it, that some people that have been saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, running for Jesus all their life, the whole spiel of things, but if you really look in and examine their life, that they have never been in a place where they did not know where their next meal came from. My God, can y'all help me there? I wish Lady Johnson was here with me for just a moment, because she could speak on this. She God gave her a plan and a strategy, because she wanted to move for a place of coming out of debt, and he just gave her the plan and the way, and she went out and being obedient to God and got out. So if you understand that, you will know that God will make sure the righteous is taken care of. That means I cannot go do what I want to do and call God as a convenience store, or call him like he's 911 to come rescue you out of your emergency. If I stay faithful and stay focused on God, that I will understand it. That means I will operate and be righteous in God's way, not in man's way. Because if we look in the Bible, our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. But when we put on the righteousness of God, that's when we know that things are going well. God's going to protect, provide, and make ways out of no ways. God's going to begin to elevate. God's going to grant favor and places that we need. But if we got to be in this place, so we can at least say this thing. I've been young, and now I may be older, now I may be old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I can say with my own two eyes, living these 43 years of my life, that I have seen that the righteous have not been in a place where there was a lack. That they may have been in a rough place, but everything was taken care of. Rather, someone spoke to someone's spirit and they sent money or food or sent something over there. So the righteous have never been forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. Can y'all understand it? The ones on this line that hears this, that know that you are, not just you are protected, but your seed is protected. The offspring of you, the children that God allowed you to have and carry and birth into this earth, that God has kept them and God will keep them. You have to understand they may go through ups and downs, but God still protects them. They are not out there begging for bread. If you have been a seed of the righteous and you done fallen so far away, it's not because of God would not protect. It's not that God would not provide, but you move from under the ark of God. You move from under the shadow of the Almighty. You did something that removed yourself from being in a place of righteousness. Because if you understand, if you stay in place, God tonight, Holy Ghost, help me. If you stay in place, you don't got to worry. God will always take. Even if God comes through and you need something done by midnight, if he steps in at 11:59, 58, or 59 itself, that he stepped in and made sure you got. I've seen where people needed something to happen. If they didn't have certain funds by a certain hour, that they would be out of their house. But something happened in the system. God help me, Holy Ghost, that they was knowing that they were trusting in God and they were resting in him. And God made sure that he protected and provided. That you have to understand that if you really know how to stay connected with God and be in the place of righteousness, that God will always protect and provide for you. If you will really understand this tonight, I don't know who you are. I'm seeing five faces, but I can't say all the names right now because they're not believed. But I want to remind you tonight, you may have been young and seen the hand of God. You done got a little older. And you feel like things are getting shaky. But the word comes to remind you that you ain't never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. I need you to understand it tonight. If you stay in a place where God says stay, even though things may be shaking, even things may feel like they're rocking, but you got to know that God will always protect for you and provide. If God says that he is a place that he's going to provide for you, that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory, that you must understand it, that I must stay in the right place and understand if I'm staying in the right place, I'm in line to being with righteousness and I show the very character of God. I got to be in that place tonight. If you really understand this, I need you in this place that you feel like you left from righteousness. This be the night that you begin to repent of your sin. And the real understanding of what repent means is I got to turn from these ways. I got to leave things behind. I cannot stay there. I must understand it. If we understand what God's saying, and I want to be in that place where I can say I've been young and I'm now older. I'm old. I can see that I can tell someone that, but I never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging for bread. What I got to do, God, in this time that someone's asking the question is, some of you got to be able to get your yourself back and recommit yourself unto God. God, reconnect back unto God. Refocus on what you need to do, because God says in this time, if you stay where I tell you to stay. Now, I'm going to talk to somebody. Somebody been on here that's going to hear this tonight, that you've been jumping from church to church and not staying still where God says still. God says, I put you in a place because that's the covering that you need, that I will speak to them that will keep you protected and provide for you. But if you just move in your flesh, I need you to get back on your face and repent. Go back to the place where God's told you to be at. Go back to the house of prayer that God says you need to be at, and where you are growing strongly in Him. If you want to be in a place that you can still say, I've been young and I've been old, but I never seen the right. If you want to be in that place, I need you to begin to repent, God. First of all, some of y'all need to repent right now. I can hear it now that you need to repent, because I left a place that I should have stayed in. Oh my God, tonight I need you to understand it, because in this time of prayer, as God is speaking to us, as God is communicating to us, that we must understand it, that we must follow what God says follow tonight. God, while we are in this time of prayer, God, we want to lay everything at your feet, God. God, as you lay it at your feet, God, send it into the sea of forgetfulness, God. God, not for you, but God, for ourselves, God, that we don't remind ourselves of what we just came out of, God. God, let us move into a place to understand that in your word say, old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And we must move in this time, God. We must move in the newness of you, God. We cannot be focused on what things were behind us, God. Because God said, let it be behind us that we will move forward. I got to be, like it says in Philippians, forgetting the things that are behind me. The ing reminds us that we must constantly be forgetting the things that are behind us. Not that we act like we have been better than that we have arrived, but we don't want to stay in the place of a prisoner of our past. So we are forgetting the things that are behind us. I know the things that we've been through, our testimonies to tell people how you came over by the blood of the Lamb, but you cannot stay at that place. God says, you have got to know to move forward in this tonight, God. God, while we in this prayer tonight, God, begin to speak to our hearts that we would know how to leave things behind us, God, because we want to be in a place that God has provided and protected for us, God. God has made a way out of no way. God has given direction, and we need to know that God is still God. We are facing some things where we look like the ground wants to be sinking, sand all around us, but if we get ourselves refocused on God and look under Him, what it seems like to be sinking, God will begin to place our feet on the solid rock, God, tonight, God, we must move in this place to understand that we got to be on the solid rock, because God is moving us out of what we used to be and to what He said we will be as we move through this process, that we understand that God has still been protecting us, that God has still been providing for us, that we will be in a place where we can bless others, God. My God, tonight, God, we thank you, God, that you reminded us we must leave all the old things behind, God. God, leave some of the things that we used to do behind, God. God, we got to leave them behind, because God, we have something in front of us, God. God, if I keep looking back, I can't stay focused on what's ahead of me, God. God, I can't keep looking back and miss out what's in front of me, God. I must open my eyes at what's ahead of me and what's in front of me, God. God, as you prayed and as Elijah prayed unto you, God, tonight, as he prayed in the word of God, that he said, God, open their eyes, God. God, tonight, while we're on this line, God, begin to open their eyes, God, that they will see that God is going to bring them through, God, that God is still the provider, God is still the protector, God is still the one that's going to make a way out of no way. God is the one who created all of this, and he will lead us in that right direction, God. God, begin to open their eyes, God, that they will see what they need to see. see in this time. God, let the scales fall off their eyes to know that God is with them while they feel like they're in a godless place, but God is still there with them. God is with them in every move that they make. Even when they stumble and fall, God is right there, because in the previous verse it said that they may stumble, but God will hold them up with his right hand, God, that he will hold them up in his hand, because once we're in the hand of God, nobody can remove us out, God. God, that we understand it tonight, God, that we must be in a place to know and be able to speak. I've been young, but I've been old, and I've never seen righteous. I got to get to the place of understanding that I got to be righteous in this evil world, in this last and evil day. I must be righteous when everybody says that it don't take all of that. I still got to be righteous when they offer you all kind of things and to popularity and to platforms for bringing you to make your name known, to get thousands of. I must stay righteous. Oh God, my God, I got to stay righteous, because it's not about what people may see, but it's about what God sees. If I do what's pleasing to God, then my light may shine among men. God, we thank you for the word tonight. God, we thank you for everything that you have provided for us tonight, God. God, we thank you for what you said to remind us that we must be in a place to understand it, to know that God is still the perfecter and provider of all, that we must understand that we must be in the place of righteousness. We must be in the place of holiness, God. God, we're not going to just do things because it looks right. We're going to do it because it lines up and it follows your word. God, we must do what God has required of us and be obedient unto his word. Follow what he says, follow. Tonight, as we move forward in these times of prayer, God. God, God, as the fresh wind blows, God. As the fresh wind blows, God. Rejuvenate us, God. Enlighten us, God. Direct us, God. As the fresh, the freshness comes. Fresh, God. Fresh. 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 Rabasosha Shikuramanda so Badidolo Shidaramanda Frepigasa Ran Mirakashi Yako sa Miriadosa Ra ishid go so namanida so Freshamanama Fabareamosu. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for the fresh wind, God. God, for the fresh oil that you let it flow, God. God, let it flow like never before, God. We thank you, God. God, we'll make sure we do what we need to do and be obedient to you, that we bring honor unto your name, God. That we remain faithful to you, God. We thank you, God. If y'all can just tap in, I can just feel the oil flowing. Ravasi. Ashika Rabatsu Kurida say. Ah, my God, it just wooshaman say. Fresh Shida. Oh, Shama. Asherin and on a wosha. Fresh Yidida Savarianda. Rabando Koshibidika. Rabamandiri Kosha. Fresha. Isha. God, release a fresh. Wosha, my God, we thank you tonight. God, release fresh. God, we thank you, God. God, we stand on your word. God, we have faith and trust in you, God, that you do exactly what you said you would do. God, even the ways that you're making, God, 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 we thank you. God, we thank you for what you're showing, God. God, we thank you for the keys being released. God, we thank you for every paperwork that's been signed and keys being released into our hands to move into place where God says to move, to expand as God says to expand. God, we thank you for the keys falling in our hands, God. God, for everything that we've been thinking of that's been in our hearts to move forward to do something, God. God, he's already shown. He said the keys are in your hand. The keys. The keys are in your hand. And I say it is so. And so it is. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We thank you tonight. We thank y'all for the support. We thank you that what you have said God's going to do in your life, that you're receptive to what God has said he's doing. We thank you. And God, we already know, when he said the keys in your hand, all we got to do is stand on that word, because God is already doing it. And the keys, I don't know who you are. Come on. If you need, you know that God said he giving you the keys to your building, to another Ephesus. God said he give you some keys. I'm trying to get off of this, but he said just shake the keys in your hand. Get some keys that you know that God say he gonna give you. Sometimes it's an office building to take your business to another level, but God said you got the keys. I saw you signing the paperwork. I saw you had it. Just shake your keys. I don't know. I just want to move over, but he said the keys are yours. Just shake the keys, because everybody who been trying to hold up what belong to you must release it in your hand. The keys are yours. You just got to receive this tonight. Oh my God, I just need you to receive this tonight. The keys are yours. And y'all be blessed until next week. Make sure, Mims, you stay aware to the text and everything for Bible study. And I know God's going to do it. Whoever it is, it's by four of y'all. I know it is. Just put it in the comments before I get off of here. I got my keys. If you know like I know that God been speaking to you and God said it is happening, just say, I got my keys. Put it in a comment. I need you to put it in there and seal this thing to say, I got my keys. I ain't seen none of you said it yet, but I know that God said he had promised you and there way. Just say, I got my keys. I see one, but I see three more. God to say, I got them. I got him. That's somebody else. So, God, we thank you. And we say this thing is sealed, because God's word will come and manifest in your life quicker than you think. Y'all be blessed until next week.